It's time to plan our weekend with our friends from St. Joe today. We have Danielle joining us as always. Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Johnny?
I'm doing great. We also have a special guest we'll talk more with, but do want to say a quick hello to Adam Castle. He's the executive director over the Southwest chapter of Red Cross Michigan. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, sir. Thanks so much for having me.
Excited to talk more with you in just a moment. But first, let's get to the weekend happenings. What's going on over at Lake Michigan College, Danielle?
Yeah, Johnny, we're really excited about this. The Visual and Performing Arts is presenting The Lightning Thief. It's a Percy Jackson musical. So you can catch that this weekend over at the LMC Mendel Center Hansen Theater. It's going to feature a thrilling original rock score, and attendees can catch this musical on Friday and Saturday at 7. If you can't make it this weekend, I believe they're doing another round next weekend as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, very nice. Then the Livery's got some cool stuff too, right?
Yeah, they're hosting two great events this weekend. So you can catch Toxic Trivia. So it's like adult-themed trivia on Friday night at 8 p.m. Super hilarious and super inappropriate. So if you don't want to be there, maybe catch them on Saturday for some live music. That is going to be featuring a local favorite, Sankofa, and that's at 8:30 on Saturday.
Very nice. Love live music at the Livery. What about the Silver Beach Carousel? What are they up to?
Yeah, they're hosting their annual Easter extravaganza, and that's on Saturday and Sunday, both days from noon to 5. On Saturday, attendees can enjoy they can take a snap with the Easter Bunny, so you can get some pictures there from 12 to 2, and then again from 2:15 to 4:30. There's going to be some sweet treats for the little bunnies and some golden egg prize awarded to some of the riders. And then on Sunday, you can catch them for $2 carousel rides.
Awesome. Round Barn Winery and Estates, they're keeping us busy as well, right?
Yeah, they host this awesome weekly Sunday or Saturday afternoon. It's called Round Barn Unplugged. So this Saturday, you can catch them from 2 to 5 hosting Unplugged with Abby Thomas. And again, that's over at the Round Barn Winery and Estate.
And that's music, right? It's not like we're unplugging a cork of music.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure. No, that sounds like a lot of fun. And staying in the wineries, what's Vineyard 2121 doing?
Yeah, they're hosting an adult Easter egg hunt. So that's actually throughout the vineyard. That's happening on Saturday the 30th, starting at 12 until all the eggs are found. So you can search for eggs in the vineyard and win some prizes. And they're just asking that it's a max of finding 2 eggs per party.
Okay. Wonder what kind of things and fun prizes are inside of those adult Easter eggs.
Fun discounts and maybe a bottle of wine. I don't know.
Very nice. Wanderlust Outfitters, they're doing some cool stuff too, right?
Yeah, this weekend they are hosting a give back weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So both days, all 10% of the weekend sales, the in-store sales, will go towards New Heights Laundry Hub. So towards their purchase for detergent for their grand opening. So New Heights Laundry Hub is a laundromat that also provides social services to those in need, including financial education, job coaching, and health and nutritional services.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing that's coming soon to Southwest Michigan. I'm really excited about that. And as we mentioned, it is Easter weekend. So of course, there's tons of really great things going on. And one thing that I think a lot of people look forward to is Easter brunch. And there's quite a lot of those happening around the area.
Yeah, of course. We got to highlight all the Easter Sunday brunches that are happening all over Southwest Michigan. So you can join them on Sunday, March 31st. You can head out over to Plank's Tavern from 9 to 2:30. Shadowland on Silver Beach from 11 to 3. Journeyman Distillery from 10 to 2. And then Round Barn Brewery and Public House from 8 to 2. And then lastly, over at Union and Social from 10 to 2. So some of these locations may require reservations, but just give them a call or check out their Facebook pages.
Yeah, and I'm sure they get really busy. So yeah, you definitely want to call for those reservations now. Instead of like Sunday morning and saying, hey, can you get us in? Big party? No. Yeah. Good chance that might not happen for you. So call ahead. Some other things, though, that we need to save the date for, because there are some really great events that are coming up very soon.
Yeah, just as we're heading into May, it's a month away. So we're going to kick off our summer season soon. But you can catch Antiques on the Bluff returning that first Sunday of the month, May through October. Then our St. Joe Farmers Market, Saturdays starting May 25th. Our Lake Bluff Artisan Fair season kicks off on June 1st. And then just a reminder that the Makers Trail Festival is returning on June 8th to Waco Beach, and tickets will go on sale on May 1st.
And if we want information on any of these things happening, whether it be the weekend or the middle of the week, really there's always something cool going on. Where's a good place for us to find all that?
Yeah, of course. You can always find us on stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
And as we mentioned, we have Adam Castle. He's the executive director of the Southwest chapter of Red Cross Michigan. Adam, you guys sound like you're very busy with a lot of different things going on. I did not realize this, that March is Red Cross month.
Yes, sir. So for about the last 80 years, March has been recognized by presidential proclamation as being National Red Cross Month. So it's a great time of year where we can help celebrate all of our various volunteers that help carry out our mission. Nationwide, we have over 300,000 volunteers. Just here in Southwest Michigan, we have somewhere between 250 and 300 volunteers that help us out from facilitating blood drives, ensuring that people have a smooth experience there, to responding to home fires, to supporting our service to the armed forces folks. So March is just an awesome opportunity to kind of highlight our work and highlight those who help make it possible.
Absolutely. And you, like you mentioned, blood drives, you probably have a lot of those that that come up on a regular basis. And like you said, you help out with a lot of them. So is there a good place for us to find when those might be happening?
For sure. There's a couple good resources for you. Folks can go to redcrossblood.org. You can search by zip code, and that brings up all the upcoming blood drives in your area. Or you can also download our Red Cross Blood Donor app on a smartphone.
Okay.
Where, again, you can search by zip code, and it'll bring up all the opportunities.
I know there's always a high need for blood in the community. And then when it comes to volunteers, how do people get involved in doing that?
We ask folks to start out by going to redcross.org.
Yeah.
And there it has all of our various opportunities. As I said, there's really something for everybody. As an organization, we're over 90% ran by volunteers. So again, from folks helping out at blood drives to people helping coordinate large-scale disasters. So something big and small that can fit every schedule. So yeah, visit redcross.org. If you have any questions, of course, you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS and get through to us. And we can help answer any questions.
Another thing we want to talk about is your Sound the Alarm initiative. Tell me about this. What is this all about?
Sure. So on an ongoing basis, the Red Cross has a program called the Home Fire Campaign, where we go and we install free smoke detectors and provide fire safety education to homeowners in our communities. And then once a year, we pick a highlighted city to kind of really focus our efforts and have a big event on a specific day.
Okay.
And this year, our focus city is Benton Harbor. So we'll be in downtown Benton Harbor on Friday, April 26th. We're going to kick the day off at 9 a.m. at the Salvation Army building. So very grateful to Salvation Army for hosting us. We'll do a community kickoff event before our volunteer teams will go out and install the smoke detectors. We're hoping to reach at least 50 homes that day,
yeah.
Make a big impact. So working with community partners on that. We're still looking for potential volunteers. And again, if you're interested in that, we actually have a different website. It's soundthealarm.org. Okay. Or again, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and get through to us. But it really is just an awesome day where we really try to mitigate the risks involved with home fires. Having working smoke detectors can help cut the risk of death in half during a home fire. So it's a really important mission, and we're just really thrilled to be partnering with several local organizations to make that possible.
That's really great. Yeah, good people over there at the Salvation Army and all the other volunteers that are involved. And like you said, good to have those smoke alarms. And also, if you have one in your house, also a good idea to change those batteries and keep those up to date when you need to change them. So definitely want to do that. And there's other ways, like you said, to learn more about all the great things you guys have going on, from other ways you can either volunteer or learn about events and all that stuff. Good place for us to find all that again?
redcross.org.
Wonderful. Check it out there. But Adam, thank you so much for all the great work that you do. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Well, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
And Danielle, as always, thank you so much for all the great work that you do with planning our weekend for us.
Thanks, guys.